You don't have to do it in 100-degree weather, which is a blessing.
Oh, that's so true. You're absolutely right. See, that's why I have you here this morning. Show me the bright side of life.
A good side of life is, a further good side of life is that we are waiting with bated breath for our Parade of Homes edition. It is somewhere in the freight system, but we'll be here. Mm-hmm. And it is, it's one of our big editions of the year. It's over 100 pages, and it's chock full of building home ideas. And, of course, the Parade of Homes is the main feature and the show home. But all of the local builders showcase their different plans and developments. So if you're in the market for a house, if you're thinking about moving, it's a great one to pick up and just get educated about what's happening with new construction.
And it's May the 6th through the 14th is the actual Parade of Homes?
Is the actual Parade of Homes, yes. But we like to get it out a little bit early so that they can have...
They can see what's available.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then they can pick out which homes they want to go and check out.
I love looking at that one, that magazine, that one coming out. It's so fun to just look at. I mean, even if you're not looking for a home, I just like going through it.
Yeah, even if you're not buying a home, it's fun to look around.
It is. It's just fun to look around. I mean, you could go to Parade of Homes, you're not even looking, and just check out the new houses around. So,
our executive editor, Kelly, is looking for a new home.
Okay.
So she'll say to me, well, I'm going to look at this home. Do you want to come with me? So I've been looking at homes with her, and I think it's lots of fun.
Yeah.
I almost wish I could buy one.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
But it's fun to go look, and it's fun to get it. And you said it should be coming out shortly.
Well, it's very difficult to predict the vagaries of the freight system because we have to print it now. In actually, this is hard to believe. We printed in Illinois, but there is not a long run printer in within many hundreds of miles. And actually, Illinois is closer than Tampa.
Really?
Yeah. And so, but the problem, of course, is it has to go to St. Louis, to Nashville, to Mobile.
Of course.
Then to us. So and there's weather and all of those things. But I think we're pretty hopeful we'll have it on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Okay.
Which will be in plenty of time.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like it's when you fly. Like if you fly to Tampa, you have to go to Atlanta first to fly back to Tampa.
Yes.
Kind of how this is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, so many people that I've known in the past that I talked to say, well, I'm in your part of the world. I'll come see you. Mm-hmm. Oh, where are you going? Well, I'm going to Disney. Oh. Well.
Kind of, sort of, not really.
But you're in Florida, aren't you? Well, I guess we are. But I think, Tampa's what, 600 miles from here? 500-600 miles? It's a good way, anyway.
It's about 6.5-7 hours. Yeah. That's how I look at it.
And people don't understand that Pensacola is in the panhandle. Mm-hmm. So needless to say, we haven't had any visitors yet.
I was just telling a guest last week, I said, you know, when we have those hurricanes, my family's not from here. Mm. And it could be hitting Key West. We don't even, you know, it's way down there. Are you okay? Are you okay? Is it coming? And I love on Florida when they have the Florida state, and then it says, I am here, and has an arrow and an X in Pensacola. I always send that to all of them. I'm like, that's literally a whole state away. I mean, we're still in Florida, but 9 hours, 13 hours to get to the end of it. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, some people just don't know that we're up in the panhandle, almost Alabama.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, where were we?
I know, right?
How did
it's
we get
name.
On to, yes, Parade of Homes.
Parade of Homes.
And followed shortly afterwards, so won't go too much into it, is our special wedding edition, because that's been a...
Oh, I'm excited to talk about that. That's going to be fun.
It's been a lot of work to get all of the information together, but it really is an A to Z about. Mm-hmm. So if you're contemplating getting married again, it is the perfect one to pick up.
Right. Absolutely. If you want to get married.
If you want to get married. And of course, the main feature is the cover, the bride.
Yes, because that's a contest.
That's a contest. We had a lot of entries. Everybody's featured. And
so everyone that entered is featured?
That entered is featured in the magazine, yes.
And then just one has the cover.
One has the cover. Mm-hmm. The first and second runners up have like half a page each. Mm-hmm. And then all the rest have at least one of their pictures that they submitted featured. So you're going to be famous even if you don't win the cover.
I love the fact, as you told me last time, that the winner doesn't know that they're the winner until they get the magazine. Is that it? Or is it before?
Well, in the past, we used to do a big reveal, but COVID sort of nixed all that.
Okay.
And but we are looking to do that again next year. But this time, we'll probably call the winning couple when the magazine arrives so they don't pick it up and be surprised. But they do know that they're in the top three because we speak to all of the top three and say, tell us something extra about your wedding, something that happened or you're proud of or whatever. And they do. So they know they're one of the – they have a one in three chance.
I love that you do that. It makes it super exciting.
It is one of our biggest editions of the year.
Yes.
And it's almost worth getting married again just to have the chance to be on the front cover.
You keep saying that. I'm just shaking my head. No, absolutely not. Well, it would be fun. Can we do like...
I was trying to get a reaction.
Can we do singles of Pensacola and have a winner for that? We can do that. A whole nother episode. I mean, I keep calling it an episode.
It's
Monday.
Edition.
It's Monday.
You know, that's a great idea. Singles of Pensacola.
Yeah, see?
You
get
to send in your. Well, I don't want it to be.
I need
like
some input. If anyone would like to join this conversation, 437-1620.
We wouldn't want it to be like a. What's the name of that dating site? Matchmaker. We don't want it to be like that.
No,
it's not an ad for a boyfriend or girlfriend.
No. We could make it fun.
We want it to be sophisticated.
Exactly. I agree. We're going to take a quick break. If you want to join in this lovely conversation this Monday, 437-1620, give us some advice about maybe a single issue. That would be fun. You are listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. I have with me Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Welcome back. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It's so good to have you listening this morning. I hope you're having an amazing morning. I have Malcolm Ballinger here with me with Ballinger Publishing. If you'd like to join in the conversation, please do. 437-1620. Jim said, our friend Jim said,
yes.
Pensacola's successful singles.
Oh, ooh,
that's good.
That is a good one.
I'm
then it kind
that.
Of elevates it above.
Absolutely.
It focuses on the accomplishments. Thank you, Jim. That is a
Thank
great
you, Jim.
Idea. Have you ever heard the expression, if looks could kill?
Yes,
have
sir.
Have you heard that one?
Yes, sir.
Well, when I mention...
Oh, no.
I don't know if I should say this.
It's
when
okay,
I mentioned
go ahead.
Getting married, that expression came to mind because it flashed right through that... screen.
The plexiglass almost burned down.
Exactly. It was like burned a hole through the plexiglass. So I guess not to bring that subject up again would
I
be
just
a
have
smart
no comments. I just have no comments. Moving on, anyway,
yes.
The opera is coming.
First of all, the symphony is next Saturday. It is the last performance of the season and is Dvorak. I think it's number 7. Symphony number 7. And that will be, as it always is with the symphony, a great performance. They do a wonderful job.
Where is this going to be at? At
the Sanger.
At the Sanger. Mm. I love the Sanger. That's awesome. So this is going to be, when is it?
Next Saturday evening. I believe it starts at 7:30. And Well, yes, 7:30.
Okay.
Good. Then I'll be there on time.
Are you usually late?
No. That one of the things I try to do for the opera and the symphony or any other performance at the Sanger is I always try and get there a little bit early because it is so difficult to try and find your seat when the lights are down.
Oh, yes, especially there.
And there's always, you know, an old couple on the end that have a biggest trouble trying to get out of their seat to let you through. So right. I just hate to do that.
Yes, I know. I understand that completely. I was just at the Sanger the other day, and everyone's got to get up, and then you can't find your seat.
And yeah, and so get then there people early. Behind to get.
They serve refreshments, right? Wines, beer, I think. Sometimes,
yes.
Still.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So get you some and have a seat and relax until it starts.
So as a courtesy to others.
Yes.
You get there a few minutes early and sit. And, I think it's a really neat place to sit and look around that beautiful theater, the architecture.
Absolutely.
It's just a great setting. Mm-hmm. We're very lucky to have the Sanger that our city fathers in the past were wise enough to maintain it and ensure its existence.
And I love, too, that the high schools can use it for their performances and things. I used to go there for my daughters. It was an arts program. They had the band, and it was amazing. And we just really enjoyed going and listening. So it's great that everyone can use it. It's a community place to be. So
yeah. And the new seats are very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Much more comfortable than the old ones.
Really?
Because
I don't remember the old ones.
Well, I think we all have. I think most of us have bigger high knees than we used to. And those old seats, it was a little tight.
We're delirious this morning for some reason.
Should I say that word on radio? Are we gonna
I think you can use that one.
Are we going to get blacked out?
I don't think so. That one's okay.
What ever brought that subject up?
I don't know.
So the week after. Is, of course, Operazzi, which is the big
ball. Oh, yes. I know you're excited about that.
And it's always lots and lots of fun. Mm-hmm. See lots of my friends there, and they have a little operatic entertainment, too. And but it's not all, what's the right word, serious opera.
Okay.
They do some show tunes and other things, too. So you don't have to be an avid opera fan to enjoy it. If you like good food, good time, good company, just the place to be.
And it's Operazzi.
Operazzi.
Under the Big Top. Enjoy a fantastical evening with a gourmet four-course dinner, live music, variety entertainment, games, dancing, and more. That does sound exciting. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, it's good that you said that because some people are like, I'm not going to the opera.
You may not think of opera people as fun people. Mm-hmm. You might think they're kind of serious because, you know, somebody always dies at the end of the opera.
Right.
Serious. But no, opera people are fun people. It is just a lot of fun.
I'm going to have to try it out. Mm. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. If you want to join in this lovely conversation, it's 437-1620. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Welcome back. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger, the owner of Ballinger Publishing. We've had a great morning talking. We have the wedding issue coming up, Parade of Homes coming up. So we have a lot of good magazines coming up and possibly, maybe even Pensacola Successful Singles. I mean, you never know.
I do like that idea.
He is contemplating this.
Yeah, really.
I love it.
Yeah, why? We need to be even-handed. We have the weddings. Let's have the...
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I told him. I said, let's get this big wedding one out of the way, and then let's bring on the singles.
Yeah.
We can do it. It's going to be good. So you don't want to miss, but the Parade of Homes issue should be coming out maybe probably this week, the end of this week,
yes.
Hopefully. No secure date, but hopefully soon.
yes, if you happen to be the truck driver, then whiz your way over here with it as fast as possible.
Get over here.
Yeah. Remember,
if you're listening, we're waiting.
You know, a funny story. Do we have time for a 2-minute story? Talking about truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
A truck driver called me up and said, I have a load for you. Mm-hmm. And he said, can I deliver it now? Yes, absolutely. And I said, okay, what time? He said, well, about 10 o'clock. He said, I'll be there. He said, I think it's something called e-scooters. And I said, you probably don't know the history, but we rallied, railed, I guess, Jenna and I, about e-scooters.
Okay.
The bird. Remember the bird?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we need to educate you about all of that. Well, the story's not so funny if you don't know about birds. So forget
I told the story.
My delivery wasn't good.
Next time I'm going to have to hear the story about
it. But everybody out there knows what the bird scooters are if they ever listen to the program.
I'm going to have to school myself.
And so he laughed like crazy and said, I listened to your show and I thought I'd get you. And I said, that was a good one.
That was a good one. Hey.
Yes.
It's funny. I don't know. Thank you so much for listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have more to unpack here on News Radio 92.3. Stay tuned. We have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom.